Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You know what that means. The cat bowl has gone off. It is the Homemade Broadcast. It's Wednesday. It is the 31st of July. We are live streaming on YouTube, Rumble, and somewhere else, Facebook, I believe. My name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello. This is our last episode that we're doing for a hot second.
Yeah. Yeah. Big news. Anna is getting a surgery. A surgery to add on an organ to her body. A very special organ. It resembles... a weird, you ever get those toys that you, when you were a kid and they were filled with water and you squish it?
Yeah.
It resembles that, and it's going to be attached to the bottom half of her body in the crotch area. So she's going to be taking a few weeks off. No, that's not true. Tell them where you're going. It's exciting. Or do you want to tell?
Yeah, it's a big state. I'm going to California.
Oh, California. You're going to get stabbed by a refugee. I was going to say an illegal immigrant, but I don't say those words anymore because it's offensive.
An undocumented citizen.
An undocumented citizen of the country. Not quite there, but well on their way. Yes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure you're going to be fine. You're going to have a great time. You're going to visit your family.
First off, I'm going to Orange County, which, if for those that are unfamiliar, it is it's a cute little red enclave in a very blue state. On the coast, which is unusual because usually it's blue, 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 blue. And geographically, more of California is red than blue, but obviously in less populated areas. So it doesn't matter in terms of votes. But what you see is you see blue, 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 and then you see red. See a little
right in a little red. Drip.
Yes.
Drip of red.
There's a lot of money there. And people are very vocal about their right-leaning proclivities.
Tell me this, though. Isn't Northern California predominantly like Newport Beach? Northern California is more.
Newport Beach is in Orange County, which is Southern California.
Okay. I thought Newport Beach was up north for some reason.
No, no. Okay. Even if you look at San Francisco, I remember when I went to college, it was like this NorCal-SoCal rivalry that I didn't know existed until you meet people from the other side of the state.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you're from San Francisco. They're like, yeah, I'm from NorCal. I'm like, have you seen a map? It's barely halfway.
Yeah, it's halfway.
It's like mid-Cal.
Yeah.
When you get like northern, when you start hitting like Eureka close to the Oregon border, it gets
What are those
scary.
People up there?
Well, I mean, in the more rural areas, obviously it's more...
Is it kind of like hillbilly?
It's very dispensary. Friendly,
hippie,
and not friendly. No, like a lot of those communities have been ravaged by the cartels who have come over and just started growing marijuana. Oh,
yeah, I've heard that.
And it's not meth, not cocaine, not the fentanyl, none of that. They just come over and then they just start siphoning off water from these farmers, so they don't have any water for their crops.
Right.
And then they just start growing mass amounts of marijuana. And obviously it's not through the government. It's not through the system. So they don't have to pay all the taxes on it. So they're just making.
And they grow it like in the national parks too. Right?
Yeah. They just find anywhere. And then the cops or the feds or whoever find it, they burn it or do whatever. And then another one just pops up. Like there's thousands of them.
So interesting.
And crime is also increasing. And there's also a very large, I'm going to say this incorrectly, Hmong.
Yeah.
But it starts with an H.
Yes.
So a lot of them are coming over from Minnesota. There's a huge Hmong population in Minnesota. They've all moved to California.
And that's Mongolian, right? Come from the country of Chinese Mongolia.
Yeah, that area, China, Malaysia, Laos, Thailand. It's an ethnic group.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of them in Minnesota, and they're all moving to California, Northern California, to do the marijuana thing. And they were siphoning off water, doing all that. And when they got in trouble for it, they had enough money to hire these big time like lawyers who said that the people around them were being racist. And they won.
Of course they did.
So they're making a buttload of money.
That's phenomenal.
Selling illegal marijuana, which sounds hilarious because you're like, it's California. Yeah, but you still you're a business then. You can't just do black market marijuana growing, which is what they're doing.
I wonder how prevalent that still is now, especially with marijuana.
Oh, yes. Even more because they're undercutting the system. They can sell it for cheaper and they can sell more of it because they don't have to, you know, give half of it to taxes and go through all the hoops.
Interesting.
Financial hoops.
So, well, you're also going. Do you want to say the other reason that you're going?
Yes. I'm going to Morning Show Boot Camp.
Morning Show Boot Camp. Comic-Con for radio. Bunch of nerds go.
There's not going to be LARPing. How dare you?
Well, how do you know? You've never been.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's a bunch of nerds that are in radio or want to be in radio. And then there's high-powered executives there. And Anna's going to go schmooze and get us a job. Hopefully.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to learn from the best in the business, and that is the one and only Kamala Harris. How did she make it to almost president? I wonder. Maybe I should take a page out of her playbook, okay? So that's the goal.
I mean, whatever you got to do at this point.
Yeah, I know. That's what
I'm thinking. Will you do me a favor real quick before we get started, since the cats got fed? Oh. Will you close the door?
Yeah, of course.
My partner is working back there, and I feel like we're screaming and yelling. And she said she's going to be nude and doesn't want to be on camera. So, so yeah, Anna's going to go do that. So, yeah, Anna's going to Nerd Camp for radio. And I'm going to say I'm going to do my – I probably won't do a live stream, but I should have at least a podcast out next week on Sunday. But I might be solo. Maybe I can find somebody to do it with me. I hate reaching out to people. So
it's awful. It's awful.
It's the worst.
Because then I feel like you have to owe them a favor. And you're like, how is talking to me a chore? But it is. It is a chore.
One of my best friends is a comedian and a good comedian. And I was like, hey, you want to come do the podcast? He's like, I don't know.
Ugh. That sucks.
I don't know. And he's like my best friend. Yeah, and he'll do other podcasts, but he won't do mine.
Can I share probably my biggest concern, my biggest fear at Morning Show Boot Camp?
What's that?
I'm going to tell you without telling you because I don't want to disclose any names. So I'm just going to do a lot of inferring and implying.
Okay.
I maybe said some things about some people that maybe are in relationships with pedophiles. And I just don't know if they know, and they will be there.
That's so... Like, nobody knows who you're. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, it's not like I
And they're going to be there. That person's going to be there.
Oh, they're on a panel that I'll be at. They'll be at a women's brunch that I will be at.
Oh, you gave it away that they're female. That cuts down on 50%.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I maybe said some things here, there, everywhere. Maybe when we were working together. Maybe when I was on Bubba's show. Maybe when I was doing my own show on Bubba's Network, maybe on this program, and maybe I've talked about it a lot because it helped me in a weird sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see this person. And it's unlikely that they know anything, but in the event that they do, I imagine things would be awkward.
Be a little weird.
Yeah.
Well, you're in a group setting, so I think you'll be all right. Now, if they find you solo, then maybe it'll pop off.
Please don't confront me, because I will deny it. And you're like, I have the video right here. I'm like, that's AI. That's not me.
Yeah.
Fake news.
I got to give, by the way, I got to give Sir Neil. I just saw him pop in a shout out. He bought a shirt. I forgot that I had a...
Sir Neil? Oh, that's the Neil that you were talking about.
Yeah.
What size is he? Is it wrong if I ask? Because it sounds judgmental.
I don't know. Neil, what size are you? Put it in the chat. By the way, I think on YouTube, we qualified for super chats now.
Okay.
So if you want to do that, I think that's a thing. I'm not sure. It told me that it was a thing, but I don't know. He's a medium. Oh, he's a little tiny young man. Like that. Well, thank you, Neil, for buying that. That was very nice. I try to keep those things as close as I can to like reasonable. I need to find the setting where I don't make any money, and that way people can just buy them. I think it's probably like $12 or $14 that would cover the shipping and the shirt.
Okay.
So I got to look into that. But I made $6. So thank you. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate that. That was very nice. And you could do that. HMBradio.com/store if you're interested in that. You can always donate at Will Koontz on Venmo. I send half of it to Anna. And yeah, the super chats, I'll do the same, obviously, if those are a thing. I don't know. I need more colors. Yes, I know. I just had the gray in there.
Heather Gray. That's a good one.
I need to do some redesign. I want to do the Super Bowl ring logo one, maybe on some different colors. I chose because the logo's black, so I feel like you could really only do white or gray. Mm-hmm. I guess you could do other things too. And that might be a limitation of the website that I'm using. I don't know. I've set that up years ago, and I think you're my 17th shirt. So thanks, Neil.
It is my favorite. I know we're talking about shirts, but yeah. The sweatshirt is, and I'm not blowing smoke, it's my favorite sweatshirt I own. It's the best one.
It is the best one.
It matches with everything. You know, it's comfortable. It's
the good hoodie.
Collar. Yeah, the hoodie. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. I think mine got commandeered by old back here, but that's okay. I'm glad it's getting, getting some use out of it. At least. So, yeah, I'm going to try to at least have a podcast maybe next week. I'll record it maybe throughout the week. This is my strategy. Instead of doing one long hour, pop in, do 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then just make a file. Should be like a half an hour,
best of the week.
Yeah, something like that.
On Monday, I hate my life. On Tuesday, God. I really hate my life.
Dude, I screamed today.
Like how?
I went... I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, it wasn't like a shriek. It wasn't like...
No, it was just a very loud... Oh, God, that hurt. You know, I'm talking all day on the phone, so my voice probably sounds terrible, but...
That sucks.
Oh, my God. So I got a promotion. I think I told you that. I start this new day job, not until the end of August, though. The last Monday in August, I don't start. So I still got like a month of doing this job, and it's just... mentally exhausting. You know, I don't want to keep going into it, but I was telling you, I don't even know if I should, I don't want to do accents or anything, but so many people that I talk to have such a thick accent, and like, they have a lot of questions.
Where are they from?
They're from everywhere. They're from all over the world. We got people from, you know, Haiti, Africa, you know, all over the world that I get to talk to. India, Pakistan.
They're like in there. Countries,
they're
here, or they're from those countries.
Many times they're putting in leave of absences to go back to those countries, or it's just, you know, I'm sorry, but a lot of you have very thick accent and I can't understand what you're saying. I'm wearing a really cheap headphone and it's hard for me to understand, and they tend to have a lot of questions and it can be very frustrating. Now, I didn't yell at this lady while I was on the phone with her, but as soon as I hung up, I couldn't help myself. It was just such an exhaust. It's mentally tiresome to do this job, and it pays nothing. And they have a lot of turnover, believe it or not. A lot of people don't stay at this job.
That's interesting.
So
unexpected.
I'm really doing my best to just get through the month.
Well, I think that you should, you know what, you won't go for it, and that's okay. I could just tell by the look on your face. You're not ready for some enlightenment. But I think I'm transitioning.
I know. That's why I said you're getting a surgery.
No, not from male to female. I think I'm transitioning. Would you like to guess? It's very Anna. It's very like, of course you're into that. Why wouldn't you be into that?
So it's got to be something with like, you're just going to become like fat.
No, that's absolutely not Anna.
I thought you were going to do.
Antithesis of who I am as a person.
But it is something that you like. You like fat people.
And we'll get to some fat news in the later half of the show, because I got a good one. No, it has nothing to do with my weight, but I think I'm ready to transition. I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've taken the first steps this week, actually.
Okay.
For my transition.
What do you got? What's happening?
I think I'm going to become a Buddhist.
Okay. How do you become a Buddhist? Don't you just go, I'm a Buddhist. And then you get one of those bowls. And then you just like light incense. And you just tell people that you're Buddhist.
That's a head shop. I'm going to be a Buddhist. Do you understand? The Eightfold Path. Do you understand? Yeah,
that's what I said. You just
Dharma.
Ding, boo. And you get into that. The what do you call it? Fade. Yeah, the Om.
You know.
And then you just tell you tell people constantly that you're Buddhist. That's how you like be a new Buddhist.
CrossFit.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So the first steps I've taken, I am now doing Tai Chi. I'm not kidding, by the way.
So Tai Chi
classes.
Tai Chi is the crouching tiger type of
horse
very
tail
slow
fly.
Movements, and it's probably
cloud
good for
hands.
You.
Ready? Yeah. You ready to do cloud hands?
Yes.
So I started doing a class. I finally pulled the trigger yesterday morning. I walk into this Taoist center in, let's just call it Pinellas. Okay. And the people in the class look at me as if they have seen a ghost. Because the next youngest person is 72.
Oh, wow.
So I walk in and I knew that it was going to be me and just like the elderly, heavily arthritic folks, you know, and I was right. And I walk in and they think I'm lost. They're confused. No one really like said anything. When they realized I was actually there for the class, I was like fresh meat. They were so excited to have me. They thought I was a prodigy. They're like, you are, have you done this before? I go, no, I can just see what's going on and copy.
Did they bring out like a blanket and unfold it and have possessions and say, one of these belong to the Dalai Lama? Can you, do you ever see that? And they get the
no,
new.
I know what you're referring to. No, yeah. They didn't. I was really hoping I would have like an old Asian man as my instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Old white.
Yeah, they're all white.
All white. All white. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's okay. But it was a weird experience being in class and looking over my left shoulder at Peggy and she was guiding me. Like, I didn't know what I was doing because it was my first day. And I look at Peggy for instruction. Peggy is probably about 82, very overweight. has no clue about how to silence her cell phone. That's okay. That's okay. We're doing our best.
Can I do an impression of her cell phone ring? Ding.
Boo. No, it was actually like a country song or something.
Yeah. Was it like an old country or like Zach Bryan?
It wasn't like an actual country song. It was just like a country rhythm. And it would like pause for a second and then start again. And then pause.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been looking into Buddhism for quite some time now and decided that Tai Chi is a good first step because
I think so.
You know me, I'm an atheist, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I really feel, Will, that I am missing out on the spiritual component of life.
Sure.
And I practice jujitsu, and next to the jujitsu place is a church, a Latin Episcopalian, Pentecostal, whatever church. And there's, and I'm like, I don't have that. I don't have that joy. I don't have that spirituality component in me. So I need to start meditating, and meditating is hard and scary. So I thought Tai Chi would be the next best thing because you meditate like while you move.
Yeah.
So you have something to focus on. You're not just like sitting there trying not to think about anything, but you're freaking out versus learning a move and it being meditative in that way. So I'm doing Tai Chi, baby. I did it today. I saw Diane, Susan, Peggy.
All women.
There's a couple dudes. One guy farted. And no one.
Did it sound like this?
Ding. Boo. No. This one guy, there's been two couples, right? So there was a husband and wife yesterday and a husband and wife today. And today the husband, he just farted. He just straight up farted. And
did he acknowledge it?
No one acknowledged it, which enraged me.
Yeah.
I'm like, the instructor didn't even smile. I'm like, well, you work with old people. You probably deal with this a lot.
Yeah.
But he just farted and we just overlooked it. And that was that. But I've been going and I'm going to California. But when I return, I'm gonna get involved. I already got a hat. They gave me a hat, like a baseball cap. That's just like,
yeah.
Taoist. Ba-bow.
Bing bong.
Yeah. So I'm going to become a Buddhist. So, you know, if that interests you at all, I'd be happy to introduce you to the community.
I've been through that stage in my life. I listened to a lot of Alan Watts in my early
20s. My God.
Do you love Alan Watts? She's got a book.
All right, don't.
Oh. Ooh. Wow.
It was the second part of the show. I would have said something.
Yeah.
I have to show
you. Got her knee there. Affirmations.
No.
An app.
No, just.
You are under no obligation to be the same person you were 5 minutes ago. From?
Alan Watts. I just think it's a reminder that I can change anytime I want, because I feel like I have a lot of bad habits. And I'm like, well, this is just how I am. This is who I am. And I'm like, actually, no, you can change anytime you want. It may be hard. You can do it.
That's also multiple personality disorder, too. So you don't want to change too much too quick, because that is a serious mental illness that can cause you a lot of problems.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, now that you're a Buddhist, what do you do differently? Did you convert? Did you have to sign any paperwork? No, so you
just
go
sign like a, usually they make you sign a, what do you call it?
Like a commitment.
No, conversion. Like a liability waiver in case I slip and fall, but I don't think the right front desk person was there. So I've just been kind of like sneaking in. I did make a $10 donation because it's a community-based thing. You don't have to pay for class. You could just show up, which was the allure. That was the best way to get a Jew to convert to Buddhism, is like, there's no charge. So I'm like, sweet. So I felt bad, gave 10 bucks yesterday. And they were like, oh, that's like almost too much. I'm like, let me give. It's my boyfriend's money anyway. So yeah. I gave the 10 bucks. They gave me a hat. And then they're like, don't even worry about like paying ever again, because you're good.
Great.
So
what do you do? Like, you just go
community.
So you do Tai Chi. And do you like hang out? Like, what do you do after the Tai Chi's?
Well, I made the mistake of complimenting Diane on her hat this morning. She walked in with like a very cool, like something you would wear, like a straw kind of, I don't know what you'd call it. Not a cowboy hat, but like a, not like a fedora.
Like a summer. Yeah. Like a
round
Huckleberry Finn.
A little bit.
Type of cap, a Southern straw hat.
Diane, I really like your hat. And what did Diane say? She goes, this was my husband's. He died 8 years ago. And I'm like, right.
Ha ha. Hit her with the Nelson Muntz.
I'm like, of course. But can I tell you one thing? And I know it's only been 2 days of me being a Buddhist, so I'm not trying to like preach and say I know all the stuff when I don't. But I feel like it is very important to be around old people.
Yeah. I think that's
it.
That's
gives
right.
You so much perspective, because I've been thinking I'm old. You've probably been saying the same thing. Like, I'm old. I'm old.
Yeah.
When you go around people that are 85, you are young AF, and they're like, you are a child. You are young.
And they like having you around, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because they're not used to hanging out with younger people.
No. So it gives you so much perspective. And then the way that it's so hard for them to like move around and do cloud hands, like this is, they're just like, oh, fly! You know what I mean? Right. A lot of that pretty much with cloud farting noises. Yeah. So I feel like already it's given me so much perspective to appreciate the state of health I'm in right now, and not to just like be like, oh man, I wish I was 25. It's like, dude, I'm killing it. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm doing great. These people, they can't tie their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got weird bodies, and you know, they can't, they're like, I can't, Diane was telling me, she's like, I can't swim because I was T-boned in a car accident and like my lung collapsed. So now I can only do the backstroke.
Oh, you poor know? Diane, like a turtle on its back.
A little bit. Yes.
Lady Di.
Yeah. She asked me if I was married today. I said, no. She goes, people these days aren't getting married anymore.
That's true.
It's different. She goes, my daughter's not married.
So, well, your daughter's gay,
I
Diane.
I was gonna say, I'm like, she's in the fire department.
She plays softball on the fire department
team. She
loves
the Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, it's just this new group. She really likes Indigo Girls. She goes tours with them like all around the country. It's really weird. I wish she'd be a nice boy there, but
she lives in New York City.
She lives in Gulfport, Florida.
What?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Ybor City. Yeah, she enjoys it. She has fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, alas, that's okay. Well, that's good.
I love it. I love being around the retired folks. It just gives you some perspective about like what is important and what to appreciate in your life at this moment.
Yes.
Yeah. They're at the tail end of theirs. So yeah. What are they doing? Do they have regrets? What kind of regrets do you have? So I can avoid them. Like, it's really good intel to get from that population. And these people still kind of have it together. Like, if you're demented, you know, forget about it. But they still kind of have their wits about them. So it's really good to gather intel from them.
Yeah. Oh, well, so, they've had a lot of maybe not wisdom, but life experience. Wisdom's a little different, but they can
overlap, but they're not exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Well, that's cool. So you're a Buddhist now.
I'm a Buddhist.
So you're is Buddhism a religion? Do they call it a religion?
It's a religion, but I also think it's a philosophy. I've really kind of severed it in two. There's like the Buddhism that you worship your ancestors and say prayers. I'm not about that game. But in terms of like the teachings of Buddha, where they talk about suffering and how the only way out is through, like that is helpful stuff.
Sure.
That is helpful stuff to carry along with you in life. So I've kind of separated it, and I'm doing more of the philosophical approach to Buddhism.
Listen,
so I'm Buddhist.
White people love Buddhism. Why? They really do. I remember I went during college. There was a girl I liked in my class, and I was never one to like go up. I was always too shy to like go up to somebody and start talking to them. But I liked this girl enough that I decided I was going to give it a whole college try. Mm. Forgive the pun. I was in my economics class, and she invited me to somebody's house, some rich jagoff's, I don't know if I can say, some rich person's house on the beach, and they brought in a monk from some Buddhist monk from somewhere. Yeah, probably paid a fortune. I like the industrious monks; those are my favorite ones. But anyway, he sat there with dirty feet in the living room, and he kind of gave a spiel. And I was hammered. I was drinking on the beach all day long. And I said, I probably shouldn't do this because I'm too drunk. But I said, you know what? I'm going to go anyways, because maybe I can have sexual relations with this woman afterwards. And so I did. And I did not have sexual relations with the lady, but I did get some input and some insight into. And it's always simple stuff. Like you said, like you just keep going. Like the only way out is through. British guy, World War II, Churchill, Winston Churchill quote as well. If you're going through hell, keep going, right?
Yeah.
And I wonder if he dabbled in that stuff as well. He probably did. But he said, I asked a question about, I don't know, people freaking out. I can't remember exactly what I said, but I remember his answer. And it was, you know, here in America, you're so concerned with time. I'm running late. I'm stuck in traffic. You're freaking out. You're in your car. And you're stuck in traffic and you're late for an appointment, you're late for work, you're late for school, whatever. But there's really absolutely nothing that you can do about that. So it's really, you're wasting emotion and wasting energy being upset over something that you literally have nothing to do with and can't control. That's so obvious, but it's also was like, oh man, that's true. It's so like superficial that you kind of miss it. It's so in front of your face that you miss it. But that was something I learned.
Yes.
From that guy.
So, and stuff like that, that's really useful stuff.
Yeah.
And that is part of a lot of Eastern practices. Hinduism or Buddhism is obviously a derivative of Hinduism. So there's a lot of overlap there. Mm-hmm. But that is something where I feel like the West, I don't want to say got it wrong, but really just has no business with like mental well-being. It's like, okay, your Christian or Judeo-Christian values, like that gives you some structure morally. But as far as like day to day, like what a Christian would say is like, just pray about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's really no structure to that except like asking God for help. Whereas this is like,
well, there is, let me push back a second, because when you say that, you're putting it out there, you're thinking about it, right? And I think instead of coming to the conclusion yourself, when you think about it and you find an answer, you attribute it to God as opposed to yourself. But it's still kind of the same thing. You're just thinking about it and coming up with a solution and asking for guidance.
Maybe, but I like more of a blueprint, and I feel like Buddhism gives you that, or to let you know, like, you're not supposed to be happy all the time, and that's okay, and to accept things the way that they are, and that's, like, the quickest way to, like, the other side of grief or anger or anything is, like, acceptance. Yeah, I feel like that is often missed, especially in the West, and not just because of, like, Christianity, but let's say everything's moving in a more secular direction, right? People are losing faith, especially in Europe, but even in the States, like I know very few people that go to church, and when they do, it's usually because they're trying to hide something. You know what I mean? But I feel like, you know, the West is great when we're talking about liberty and freedom and self-governance. Like, those are great values. But when it comes to, like, the internal state of your mind and well-being, I feel like there's a lot of wisdom that comes from these Eastern teachings, which is like the Eightfold Path, like accepting things the way they are. The only way to get through, you know, deal with suffering is to go through it. Those sorts of things are very helpful. And also just like meditation in general. Because all of the time, I don't know what they call it. I think it's called like the delta wavelength. I call it like writing emails mode. Like, you're never really inspired when you're writing an email. I want to get in a state where I'm more in a reflective state, or I'm thinking about things I'm grateful for, being present, not worrying about what happened 5 days ago and not worrying about what's going to happen in a week, which is usually where I live, either worrying about the past or freaking out about what might happen in the future. And I feel like
not being present,
we need to be present. And every single philosophy that I've looked at when it comes to meditation or mindfulness, Buddhism, Taoism, it's all just like, be present.
Yeah.
So how do I do that? Tai Chi with Diane.
Tai Chi. What is it?
Tai Chi.
Tai Chi with Diane.
Diane and Peggy.
I think we found a title for this podcast. Well, we got another half an hour, 29 minutes coming up here. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete or podcast, I'll have you know that you can get the full audio only uncensored second part of this program heading over to HMB Radio or substack.hmbradio.com, or maybe it's hmbradio.substack.com. I can't
remember. Taking my shirt off.
One of those. Anna's going to get nude on this one, which is pretty great. So you're going to want to see that. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, then I would encourage you to head over to Will's YouTube or HMB Radio on Rumble, HMB Radio on Facebook. I mean, there's so many ways to watch, and you could get the uncensored second part of this portion. Or if you're an audio fiend like me, you might want the audio only podcast.
Why would you
want
to do that when you can see these muscles?
You look great.
God, you're
looking
dude.
Jacked.
Feeling jacked.
And you look like a trans boxer, which we're going to talk about after
after the
uncensored portion starts here. So yeah, go get it. Willsyoutube.com, HMB Radio on Rumble, HMB Radio on Facebook, and hmbradio.substack.com. Sign up. It's free right now. And thank you. Goodbye, freeloaders.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.